This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah ala hilmihi ba'da ilmihi wa ala afwihi ba'da qudratihi. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. Wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathiran. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبة صدق الله العظيم Respected elders and brothers, there are different segments and different sections in our community. And it is our responsibility that we show respect and dignity to all different segments in our community and in our society. We have to have cooperation between different segments of our community and our society. One such segment that I want to speak about today is the segment of the elderly and the aged and the old people in our community. I see all those people with white hair, they're all smiling today, alhamdulillah. We're going to speak about them, inshallah, today. And this is a very important segment of our society, both advice for them and the rights that is due to them. This is, and of course we have to have this. Today there is, everywhere you go, there is this tension. There is a gulf between labor and capital, between the young and the old, between husband and wife, everywhere there is, between siblings. ہمارے معاشرے میں مختلف جماعتیں ہیں ان سب کے حقوق کی اہمیت دینی چاہیے ایک گروہ ہمارے بزرگوں اور معمر لوگوں کا ہے اس کی جو ہے نا ان کے حق کا ادا کرنا یہ بھی ہمارے اوپر ضروری ہے دس از اے ویری امپورٹنٹ پوائنٹ دیٹ وی ہیو ٹو کیپ ان مائنڈ دی ورلڈ ہیز ریسنٹلی وٹنس اے ویری گریٹ انٹرسٹ ان دی ایلڈرلی بٹ نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ہیز اسپوکن اباؤٹ دی رائٹس آف دی ایلڈرلی well before it has become trendy. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has spoken about the rights of the elderly irrespective of color, irrespective of background, and irrespective even sometimes of faith affiliations. The first thing that I would like to say is advice to the people who are old. Now there is no doubt that when you become old, you become weak and feeble. In the ayat which I have recited, which is in Surah Rum, Allah Ta'ala says, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum min dhuf. Allah Ta'ala created you in weakness. So when we are small, we are weak. Hum jab chote hai, to hum jo hai na, woh kamzor hai. Thumma ja'ala min ba'di dhufin quwwa. Kamzore ke baad, quwwat. Jawani ki quwwat. When we become after the feebleness and the weakness of young age, when we are young, we are at the peak of our strength. ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ ذُعْفٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلَ مِن بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ ذُعْفَ وَشَيْبَ And after that you come to weakness, feebleness, shayba, grey hair, white hair. You become weak. But despite the fact that you are weak, when we look at our history, you find old people have done tremendous achievements. Don't say, I'm old, what can I do? ہم کمزور ہیں, ہم کیا کر سکتے ہیں? Abu Ayyub Ansari رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ told the Muslim general, and he told the Muslim Khalifa of the time, Yazid, he told him, he said, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave a lot of virtue to conquer Constantinople. Send me in the army of Constantinople. When he went into the jihad, he told the Muslim general that put me right in front. And he said, if I die, put me right in the front and bury me there. Today when Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, we go to Istanbul, we go and visit his qabr, is because of this particular passion. Put me right in front. Muslims didn't conquer Constantinople at that time. But he was buried right on the door of Constantinople. He was 80 years of age. 80 saal ki umar mein the, wo jihad mein unhone hissa liya. Yusuf bin Tashfin came to help the Muslims of Spain from North Africa. He was 79 years of age. Salih bin Qaisan was 90 years when he became an alim and an imam in hadith. 90 saal ke the. Then he learned hadith and he became an imam in hadith. Huh? Now you say that was in the time of Sahaba. Let me tell you recently. Recently in the past century, one of our greatest mujahid who fought against the Italian colonialists was Umar Mukhtar. He was 80 years when he fought against the Italians. And he used to give them sleepless nights. They made shaheed of him and they made zulm upon him. There was a film made about him. I heard one day one person told me, he said, I became a Muslim after I saw that film. What great courage. So why don't take this that hum bure ho, hum kya kar sakte, bahut kuch kar sakte. He said a person was gone, he was going to see the doctor. He was old. So the doctor asked him, how many children you got? So he said, listen, I got a child who is 45, 142, 112, 130. Doctor said, why is such a great gap? So he said, doctor, I have two children. Those two children didn't give me great children. I made the old children. So my worker, do whatever you can. So that is with regard to the advice to elderly people. I'm going to retire. Why we retire in the qabr? Do whatever you can till the time you can. Now there is advice for the people who are youngsters towards the old people. What are we supposed to do? Firstly, to the old parents. Now this is very interesting. Although I'm not going to speak about the rights of parents, I'm only going to speak about the rights of the old parents, elderly parents. Allah Ta'ala ne khususi taur par bure maa-baap ke baare mein Quran mein zikr farmaya. This is amazing. Why did Allah Ta'ala specifically make mention when they are old? Now think about this. Ye yaad rakhne ki cheez hai. Why did Allah Ta'ala specifically make mention of parents when they are old? When you are young, you need your parents. You are going to show respect to them. The real test comes with regard to your parents. You have to respect your parents when they are old. You have to give them. They can't give you. When you are young, you need your parents. So a person was gone to boarding. He sent a message to his father. No man, no fun, your son. So the father replied, too bad, too sad, you're dead. So when you are in need of something, you're going to respect your father. Now when your father becomes old, he needs you. You may, perhaps don't need him as much. You have to give him. Now is the time you have to show respect to them. Not when they have to give you. That's one of the reasons why Allah Ta'ala has specifically made mention of the rights of the elderly parents. The second reason ulama have given is that when people become old, they become difficult. It's a natural thing. Now that's the test when you are supposed to be more kind and considerate and respectful to them. And another reason why you have to show respect. You see, parents are parents. You can be 45, you can be 50. They're still going to treat you like a 7-year-old or 8-year-old and 10-year-old. They're going to tell you things. Now you think, I'm 40 years and look at my father telling me all these things. You can become irritated. Now Allah Ta'ala tells you, no, don't get irritated. Respect them. Imma yablughanna indaka al-kibar ahaduhuma aw kilahuma fala taqul lahuma uff. When one or both of your parents become old age, unko uff tak na kaho. Don't even say uff to them. Now you ask this question, what is the meaning of uff? Uff ka kya matlab hai? Uff ka koi matlab nahi. There is no, it's not a verb, it's not a noun. Uff is not a word that you get a translation or meaning for it. It's like when you get hurt, you say, ouch. Ouch. There's no meaning for ouch. It's an expression when you get hurt. Oof is an expression of discontent. Oof is an expression of discontent. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, if there was a word less than oof, Allah would have used it. Oof tak na kaho. Don't show discontent to your parents when they become old. Kabhi kabar hum kehte hain, you know, your parents tell you something, you say, ah, ye bhi usme dakhil hai. Ye bhi is ayat ka hissa hai. Don't even show that amount of discontent to your elderly parents. Subhanallah. Look at the beauty of our religion. Nabi Kareem SAW one day said, may he be humble. Wo aadmi ruswa ho jaye. Ruswa ho jaye. Teen martaba. May he be humble. May he be humble, may he be disgraced. Ya Rasulullah, kis ke baare mein baat kar rahe hai? Who are you talking about? That person who find one or both of his parents in old age, and he doesn't gain Jannah by serving them. He's got the situation, his old age, parents are there, here is a time for you to make Jannah. And you are worried of sending them to the old age home. When the time was due for you now to make the khidmat and turn and make them and give, grant them Jannah. So my dear respected brothers, this is the aspect with regard to all parents. Now I'm not, as I said, I'm not speaking about the rights of parents. I'm speaking about the rights of elderly and people who are old. So one of them is our parents. But beyond the parents, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us respect and caring for the elderly irrespective of the sex, of the color, or the religion. And he himself set a great example in practicing this. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us such beautiful advice. Inna min ijlalillah ikrami dhi shaybatil muslim. Subhanallah. Inna min ijlalillah ikrami dhi shaybatil muslim. It is part of respect. It is part of respect of Allah to show respect to the elderly. It is part of respect. To ye jo hai na ek muammar logon ki hausla afzai karni hai, wo to humne uske upar bayan kiya. Hamari tareekh mein buzurgon ke karnamon ki dastane marqoom hai. Aur muashre ko muammar hazrat ke mutalliq Islam ne hidayat di hai. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne kaha hai, Allah ke hamd o sana ka ek hissa sufed baal walon ki izzat karna hai. Now there's another incident. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Man lam yarham saghirana wa lam yuakkir kabirana fa laysa minna." He who does not show respect and dignity to the old and does not show compassion to the young, he is not from amongst us. Jo choto par rahim nahi karta aur bare logon ke huquq ki hifazat nahi karta, wo hum mein se nahi hai. Now just understand this hadith is so beautiful. Firstly, let me give you the background of this hadith. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says, a person came in the gathering of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was old. And people didn't give him place. People didn't give him place. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then at that particular time said this. He who does not show respect to our elders, does not show respect and compassion to our youngsters, wo hum mein se nahi hai. He's not from amongst us. Now bear in mind, because of the time of the great amount of jihad in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, most of the Sahaba were 40 or under 40. Sa'd ibn Mu'adh, great Sahabi, you heard so much of him, so much of great achievements. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when Sa'd ibn Mu'adh passed away, the arsh of Allah shook. He was less than 40 years when he passed away. Most of the Sahaba were young. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made special reference to the old people. And now look another aspect of this hadith, so beautiful. What do elderly people want and what do young people want? Elderly people want respect and dignity. And young people want compassion and love. Old people, bare logon ko jo hai wo kya chahe? Muammar logon ko izzat chahiye. Aur chote ko kya chahe? Shafqat. Look at how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, baro ko izzat, choto ke upar shafqat. Subhanallah. What a great thing. What a great, full of wisdom our deen is. Show respect and dignity to the old and show compassion to the young. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so many beautiful examples. One example is, after Fatah Makkah, Abu Quhafa, the father of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, became a Muslim. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu brought his father to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to become a Muslim. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, Abu Bakr, he rebuked Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, why did you bring your elderly father to me? Why did you bring your elderly father to me? You would have told me, I would have gone to visit him. Apne apne bure baap ko mere paas sulaya. Mujhe bata deta, main jaakar unke jo hai wo ziyarat karta, main jaakar unko milta. Why you brought him to me? I would have gone to meet him. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed respect to an elderly person. Why you brought him to me? I would have gone to meet him. Like, where do we see this in our society today? These are the teachings of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He had white hair, completely white hair. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Abu Bakr, go and change his white hair, but don't use black. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed him respect. Now let me give you another example. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu one day was walking in the streets of Medina. He saw an old Jewish person begging. Old Jewish person begging. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him, he said, why are you begging? Why are you begging? So he said, Oh, Umar, I have to give jizya. Now, there was a jizya, a tax for the people who are non-Muslims in a Muslim state. That tax is even less than the amount of zakat that Muslims give. But there is a jizya. So he said, I have to give jizya and I got my commitments. To Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu cried. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu took him to the Baytul Mal. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ta'khudhu minka shabban. We took money from you when you were young. We took money from you when you are young. And now when we are old, we can't even give you back. Umar radiallahu ta'ala told the Baytul Mal, go and give him every month a stipend. Go and look for him, he mustn't go back. Sometimes I think, Ya Allah, what has gone wrong to our deen? What is wrong, what our understanding of deen? Today will we do that? Where is the compassion? To us today, compassion is like weakness. And the way people have put it nowadays forward is to show no compassion to people who are of other faiths. What is this? Is this not the way of the Sahaba Ikram? We took from you when you are young. Now when you are old, we can't give you back. Umar radiallahu ta'ala gave him. And he cried and he said, give him. My dear respected brothers, this is our deen. May Allah ta'ala give us an tawfiq. And one beautiful example, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always used to give certain examples with regard to salam. He said the person who is walking must make salam to the person who is sitting. Or is it the other way around? I'm not very sure. But there's one thing that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has always said. Yusallimus saghir alal kabir. That the young person must be the first to make salam to the elderly. The young person mustn't wait for the elderly to make salam. He must be the one who must make salam to the elderly. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the different riwayats with regard to it, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had two miswaks. So there was one young person and one elderly person who came. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the younger person first. So Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam came back with a hadith and said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Amarani, that you must start off by giving the elderly person first. Start off by giving the elderly person first. So this is respect that Islam teaches us with regard to the elderly. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said in one most beautiful hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever shows respect to an old person because of his age, you show respect to an old person because of his age, Allah will appoint someone when you become old who will show you respect. And that means the converse is also true, and there is one riwayat, but of course this particular riwayat is more authentic, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you show respect to a person who is old, when you become old, Allah will appoint someone to show you respect. Someone was, you know, they say, my Tami Rahmatullahi used to make mention with regard to it, that someone saw an old person who was walking with a walking stick. Now if you look at a person with a walking stick, his back is arched, and he's got a walking stick, it looks like the bow and arrow. Right? The bow of the bow and arrow. So you say, Baremia, where did you buy this bow from? Where did you buy this bow from? So Baremia ne bahut chalak the. To ne kaha, kharidne ki zarurat nahi, aap jab mere umar ko pahunch jaye, aapko muft mein hasil hoga. Now when you become old, you'll get it for free. So show respect to an old person. When you become old, when Allah Ta'ala make us old, Allah will create someone who will show respect to you. So these are certain etiquettes. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq of understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Thank you.